Hello, you're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And we're at Surfaces 2010 in Vegas, and I'm here with Al Penny with Monticello Carpet Company. How you doing?
Good, thank you, Kemp.
Actually, I need to be corrected. It used to be Monticello Carpet Company, but you've actually changed that recently. And under the Monticello brand name, you now not only have carpet, but you've also added a line of laminates and engineered hardwood, right?
Yes, that is correct. We're trying to offer our customers a wide selection of floor coverings as we can through our distribution systems that we have, stepping from California all the way down to the East Coast, and through our own salespeople that we have wearing their souls from walking a great deal and visiting a 4,000 to 5,000 dealers.
Okay, well, let me just give a quick overview. Those people that may not know the brand name, may not know a little bit of your history. You've been in the flooring business for a long time. How many years?
This year will be my 31st year.
Okay, and you've worked for Mohawk, you've worked for Bowie, you worked in the international pieces of the business.
Right.
You worked for several different companies. You actually represented Chrono Swiss for a little while.
Right.
And so you've done carpet, hard surface, soft surface. And about a year ago, you bought Jerry Thomas's mill, and you've done some fantastic things with it. It's been about a year, right?
Yes, it's just over a year, it's about a year, 4 months. And yes, we've changed the direction of the mill completely. We moved from very cheap in the residential carpet to a more niche areas with an increased average price of carpet from about $4 a square yard to up to $8 to $9 a square yard. So
that's wholesale.
Yes, that's wholesale, of course. And we've essentially moved it in a direction that the whole company wasn't used to, so there's had to be a change of culture in how things are done. We do an enormous amount of cut orders now that we didn't do before. It was all truckloads of inexpensive stuff. So, and on top of that, we have this new piece of equipment that gives us the possibility to bring out a pretty unique product into the market.
Well, it's like, let me just to kind of fill up some gaps there. I mean, Jerry kind of dealt. He competed with Best. I mean, it was a low-end piece of goods. He, you know, made his own yarn. You actually sourced in solution-dyed yarns from Aquafil.
Right.
And this machine you bought is Card Monroe's greatest machine, very expensive. I think it's called a ColorPoint LCL machine.
Right.
The products you can see behind us and that you'll be able to see when you watch this video are just beautiful, gorgeous products. So you're probably something this industry hadn't seen in a long time, and that is what I'd call an entrepreneurial mill, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're, I suppose you can call it, we're pushing the envelopes in areas that has never been done before. We can get, because of the output of this new machine, we can bring prices to levels that that traditionally this type of carpet was not sold at. So we have a bigger customer base, and it's great for designers, it's great for average housewife that wants to have something unique in her house. So it fills a lot of gaps that at the moment are not sort of, nobody's really taking care of those areas. So we're essentially a niche area. We are entrepreneurial because we bought the company in the middle of the worst recession this country has ever seen. We have survived our first year, and we hope to survive a lot more years, and it's been tough. But it is now, for the first time, we can say we have a complete collection, a new culture in our company, a much more focused company, and the result so far has been surprisingly good, I can tell you that.
That's good to hear. And I mean, you're a gutsy player because, like you say, you bought this mill at the bottom of the market, and then you turned right back around and invested in this very expensive tattoo equipment. You aligned yourself with the Italian yarn manufacturer's Aquafil,
right.
And you're putting out gorgeous products, as you know, like we say, you can see when you watch the video.
Yes, gutsy is the right word. It means I took more risk than I would normally do, but I thought the conditions were ripe to taking this type of risk. And I'm also very, extremely happy with Aquafil and their people. They have helped us. Their CEO was here recently, and you know, it's the first time he's seen his yarn at residential level rather than its normal area of expertise, which is the commercial level. And they are very, very pleased with what they saw today. And so the blend of our new type of direction we're giving the company with Aquafil behind us, which for them is also a new direction, and we've had great support from them. So we are very, very thankful to have an outsource and a support that we're getting from those guys right now.
All right, let me make sure, before we run out of town, we mention one other thing. Not only do you play in the residential market, but you also have a very strong brand in the hospitality sector, and you're continuing to build out products in that area. What is that brand name?
We have Templeton Hospitality Carpets, and we've had an incredible response from what this machine can do on that particular area. As a matter of fact, as we speak, we're doing part of the Cosmopolitan across the road over there. And for a young mill like ours to get orders as big as that, it shows that people have confidence in our products and that we're able to perform. Our back orders is very, very healthy. So in general, Templeton is becoming a very strong player in the hospitality. I hope stronger than it's ever been in the past.
We're at the middle of the first day, it surfaces. How's the show been for you? I mean, you told me the traffic's a little lighter, but the people who are coming in here are very interested in what you're doing, right?
Yes, I'm getting a lot of people walking in and seeing this new product, asking if it's woven, if it's expensive. We tell them no. So that's created a lot of interest. Secondly, we do have some specials that have gone very well. And thirdly, we've got some... our normal running program, which has proved to be well priced in niche areas, and because we have the distribution system, people don't need to stock, they just buy as they need, and that's proven to be an enormous success. And we just recently added some trucks to the distribution areas, which means that we can now deliver to different states. So everything is coming together, but it's taken a long year. And so far, so good.
Well, that's fantastic, Al. Let me ask you, if somebody needs to learn more about you, is it the best way to look at your website, or how can they get to you?
Yeah, we have the Templeton Carpets website for the hospitality area, and we're working on it as we speak to be more interactive, so designers can put together what they need from the website. And the residential, we just recently put together a Monticello floors that we're progressing with that. We haven't finished with it. I think there's a lot of work ahead of us too.
That URL is MonticelloFloors.com.
Right. Yeah. It's Monticello doors for a company. Uh-huh. Yeah, but I think what you see right now, it's pretty static. I think we're working it to make it better.
Okay. Well, Al, listen, I've told you before we met. You know, I wish you the best in this, because we need entrepreneurial type mills in this business. And you're doing the right things, investing in the right, most advanced equipment. And I appreciate you talking to us today. So we've been talking to Al Penny, who's owner and CEO.